And the Torah choosing that. But you'll see more.
Right, good evening. Although the topic is more of a karma topic, a smaller topic, but in Ruchnius we know you can't quantify it. Anything small is big. You can't put a price tag on any small halacha. It's all Dvar Hashem. Anything that's spoken about in the poskim, especially something like Netilas Yadayim, which is negeah every single day, every prat of it is important. It's very negeah to what's the connection between Netilas Yadayim and Parashat Shoftim. It's quite impossible to guess. But it's about the only time in the Torah that there's a mitzvah d'oraisa to wash your hands. Washing your hands in the morning is not d'oraisa, it's d'rabbanan. The Kohanim used to wash their hands, that's a d'oraisa. But besides for the Kohanim, where in the Torah, it's a bit of a riddle, where in the Torah is there a mitzvah sase d'oraisa to wash your hands? It's come out very hard to get this riddle, but at the end of this parasha, there's a story, the cure for the Kohanim, but besides for the Kohanim, is that there's a mitzvah d'oraisa that if we find a person who's died in between two towns, then we bring a egla rufa. And there's a very small prat that it says over there, V'chol ziknei Yisrael, all the older people of the town, V'chol ziknei ho'i'ahi, ha'krovim el acholo, which are close to the dead person, yiruchatsu es yideim, should wash their hands al ho'egla, they should wash their hands over it. That's the expression. The washing your hands over it is they wash their hands over the egla, it's mefurish pasuk, mefurish mishnah and soita, the last perik, and it's halacha min ha'Torah to wash your hands. Interesting prat. Fine, we wake up in the morning, and before anything, there's one thing called Moda Ani, which is not Chiyuv, it's a Toiv. It's a very widespread minik in Klal Yisrael. We say Moda Ani Lefonecha with a gap between Rabbah and Monosecha. We make a gap in between Rabbah, gap, and Monosecha. Very interesting for ladies, or a girl, Diktuk doesn't spell it right, because Moda Ani with a Segul under the Dalet is very good for a Zohar. But if you go to Eretz Yisrael, try it out. Ani modelecha. I thank you. If feminine, a lady would say ani moda. They say mada, because they always say a patach. But it should really be moida ani lefonecha. In feminine, Rav Shlomo Zalman Oibach told the girls and ladies in his mishpacha that when you wake up and you want to say moda ani, you don't say moida ani, you say moida ani. One of these chaps that you know. It's an interesting nekuda. Just agav, just before anything, sometimes machzeh chamol, that a person wakes up and he looks at the time. Not always is he catching the 7 o'clock minion. Not only is he catching the 8 o'clock minion. Sometimes it's 9 o'clock, 9:30, and sofsma and krishma is 9:33. Let's say he looks at his watch, and it's 10:33. Oh, sofsma and krishma. So sofsma and krishma. If let's say Sosman Krishma is 9:33, let's say, and it's 9:30 on the watch, yeah, but the time he starts doing his Netilas Yadayim and getting up and everything is probably the next thing he'll know will be 10 o'clock. The shaila is, can you say Krishma without negavasa? Oh, very good. So the poskim say, what's this? Firstly, one is the Raisa and one is the Rabbanan, but It's not even a real issa. The poskim say, just rub your hands on your cover or something, and then go ahead to say Shema, and like you say, one's deraisa, and that shouldn't stop you. It's based on the Mishnah Berurah that says that even if a person hasn't got water, he should still just rub his hands and carry on. Shouldn't be mevatel. Mishnah Berurah right at the beginning of Orech Chaim, he mentions this point. Therefore, it's important to know that if you're stuck, then if you're stuck with time is sensitive. Then you can just go and just get the Shema, and you want to be mekayem the mitzvah of Krishma. Like Chazal say, if a person misses Krishma, afal pi shalom et kol hayom koloi, it's not the same thing. You miss Krishma, it's under a mitzvah. Okay, so let's move on to the lashonus of negavasa is very chomul. The Mishnah Berurah politely missed out the words that all the other posts can bring down, because the Mishnah Berurah is quoting the Zohar Kodesh. And the Zohar Kodesh says, if a person is not Nizza on Negevasa, is Mischaiv Benafshoi, it's quite a sharp halashon, And the Mishnah Berurah in Devarim Matthew, especially the first Amud, you know, you're not the first Amud of the Mishnah Berurah, doesn't want to start writing the Chaim Misa. So he writes, V'zoya Kodesh Maflik Avuzeh Ba'on Sholim Oid. Right? So if you look at the Zoya, he is obviously, if a person delays not getting rid of the Tumah, that is something which we want to make sure the Tumah goes away, is pushed away. And the Mishnah Berurah brings not to go more than Dalet Amos. Dalet Amos, if you make a Cheshbon, is nearly 2 meters. it's not too much. Nearly 2 meters, a person should go more than Dalet Amos. Mishnah Berurah starts clearing about what happens if the water is further than Dalet Amos. Let's say it's the other end of the room. He first brings shittas that you should go pochas, because you shouldn't do four amos in one go. Do pochas, just like Hilchos Shabbos, you do less than 4 amos and then you get less than 4 amos. So he brings that shitta, but his machriya is better. On the other hand, you're delaying the tumah. You can see what the Mishnah Berurah is handling with. Mishnah Berurah said, on the other hand, he said, "Aval ein lismeich hazeh." He says he's not happy with it. He says, rather go straight for the water, even if it's more than Dalet Amos, because you're masher ruach hatumah. So you see, Mishnah Berurah is quite bothered about being masher ruach hatumah. So Taka, we should try and make sure that we've got Natilis, that Negavasa within Dalet Amos. A lot of times, obviously, that's the ideal thing. A person should have a Negavasa right next to his bed. Here the shaila is. It's sometimes, for some people, again, all this is down to habit. If a person's used to it from when he's younger, he's not going to have any issue at all. But if it hasn't got that habit, so here the shaila is, can you rely on these other things out there called cold bias, kadala damas domi? There is a Mishnah Berurah that brings us down. Cold bias, kadala damas domi. There's a bit of a hitch to that. Because, very nice, if you hold cold bias, kadala damas, then you can close the whole, there's no shaila over here. The Eliyarabbas, the Prima Godim, says, the Prima Godim brings down that cold bias doesn't mean the whole house. It's limited to your room. So your bedroom is considered the kadala damas. Now, what, very nice, if you've got a sink for the other end of your bedroom, so then you can say you've got this heta of kol bayis kadala damas tami, which, let's get the context of it. Mishnah Berurah brings this down. Yesh oimim de le'inyon zeh amrinon kula besa kadala damas tami. Aval ein lismoy chazeh kim b'shasachak. Don't rely on it unless it's shasachak. So everyone can put themselves where they want. If it's lachatchila, then don't rely on it. But if b'shasachak, if you want to put yourself in a matzah shasachak, then fine. You can rely on the sink that you have on the other end of the room. But often, you don't have a sink even in your room. It's on the ensuite. It's nowadays people are making their houses, and they build, obviously the minig is to buy a house, and then you spend at least a third of the value on building, at least of that. And then, now you're busy doing ensuite. So if you have an ensuite, which is like a bathroom, a toilet, coming off your bedroom, here the shaila is, can you say that it's considered as your room? Or do you say, no, it's not your room, it's off your room, it's a different room. And if it's a different room, then you haven't even got the shasas chak or the Mishnah Berurah. You can't even say, kol bayis. You can't even say that you got cold bias kadala damas on me, because the bias really means the room. So could you have that? I must tell you that if the bed is within dalad amas of the sink inside the ensuite, that could be okay. You have to realize if you have ensuite over here, right? So you got the sink over there, and then it's taka a different room, but your bed is within 4 amas. Now you can stretch to 4 amas. You should know the bachach. The Ish Lavrom is very active when it comes to the halachos of Negavasa. He's got a lot of arichos about everything. Stamazoy, the person wakes up in the middle of the night, he's got a lot of kulas as well. One of his kulas is the dalad amos you can stretch to hein va'alach zoinon. It's a whole sugya in Sheikhos Shabbos. When you say 4 amos, 4 amos is nearly 2 meters, 1.96 meters, 1.9 meters, call it. So is it just 4 amos, or do you add the diagonal? And you say 4 amos is not 4 amos straight, if you take a square of 4 amas, the diagonal of that is, what do they call it, pi? Is a pi. So it'll end up being 5 2/3. 5 2/3 is quite a lot more, right? If you're going down and right, and you go, instead of going down and right, which is 4 and 4, you go diagonally, you're adding quite a lot. So it ends up being 5 and 5.4. So if you're doing that, you can end up having 2.6 meters allowance. I'm just trying to say that having a different room, l'chayra, if the sink is in an ensuite, it's not so clear you've got this heta bechlal, even b'shas al-chak. That means the best would be next to your bed. Second best would be in the room. Then you have the shas al-chak or the Mishnah Berurah. If it's in an ensuite, l'chayra, it's a different room. I don't know if it would apply the shas al-chak. However, if your bed is within 4 amas, at least for lach zoynon, which is, you can stretch it for 4 amas and the lach zoynon, which is 5 amas, 5.6 amas, that's already 2.6 meters. It's already a bit, so maybe arrange You got the bed next to the ensuite, that could also be a...
0.9, that's a prime. No, it's not.
So the Chazanish, do you want to... to rely on the... very good. To rely on the Chazanish Lekula, they didn't even want to rely on the Chazanish Lekula for anything. You should know that was the big... the big topic that came up in London, in the Eruv. They wanted to, initially, they didn't have the facilities to be made, to be machmel like Reb Chaim Noah. So in certain areas, they were makel like the Chazanish Asheh Lekula, meaning the Chaz, let's say the Chazanish, let's say you, in Hilchas Erevin, you're not allowed to have a gap of more than 10 amos. So 10 amos, according to Reb Chaim Noah, is 4.8 meters. According to the Chazanish, it's bigger, it's 5.6, it's bigger. So they said, let's use the Chazanish Lekula, and we'll make sure that it's, we've got the Chazanish less than 10 amos of the Chazanish. So that, the poskim weren't happy with. Rav Eliyashiv already wrote his Ha'ora on this. That lo motzino to be mekel on the Chazanish Lekula. This whole Chazanish came out to be a Chumrah. So over here also, although it's different things, one's Shabbos, one's in the Tzilis Daim, different Shailas involved. But Zecha, to use the Chazanish, it's not so clear. So that's the gather. So you've got in the room itself, you have Mishaburos, it says B'shas Chak, then you can rely on it. If it's a different room, then you should try and make sure to be Toich Daladamas, that would be the best way. If you wake up in the middle of the night, it's quite Nagair, you're getting up for a child to make a bottle or to, I don't know, to anything, or person himself needs to go out, get up. Is there an Indian to wash their hands negavasa before they go to be excused or to do something? And they plan to go back to bed. There's a fascinating Bachach who's Madaik. The whole Makoy of the Indian is the Mishabura says, the whole Indian to make sure to get rid of the Rach Ra is the Mishabura right at the beginning. In the Siman Aleph, Sifkotan Base, he says, Umiyat kishmes oyer mishnosoy, as soon as when you wake up from your sleep, listen to this Lashon, ve'enoy roitza lishoin, and he doesn't want to sleep. Then Yito Yodov, you shall wash his hands. So his Loshon, the Madaik from the Loshon, that he wakes up from his sleep and he doesn't want to sleep anymore. It's a bit mashma there, more than a bit mashma, it's mashma Reb Chaim Kanevsky also Madaik this, that if a person does plan to sleep, could be there's no chiv at all of Negavasa at all.
And
so someone would be mechalik if it's daytime, it's a bit worse. In the winter, you could be mekel, but in the summer, it's not so clear. There is a greater mokum lahokel for those, if it's a struggle, wash negavasa, go to be excused, and then go back to bed, you'll start waking them all up again. You start doing all the negavasa. The bachach again is the one who speaks about it. He quotes his father in law, and he's got a very nice shtickle to be mekel. Again, you'll find machmirim, kafachaim's machmirim, you'll find machmirim and kulas. Again, we're not talking about derisas over here. So you have to know if a person's going to struggle with this, and every day he's washing his hands, the bachach got a nice tilk. He's not without kimishabur, he's without the shlah, the makori of it, and therefore that is a good kula to know when that you can use when necessary. Children washing hands. People wake up in the morning sometimes, mothers wake up in the morning, and they've got a string of children, and they need to get, there's a lot of jobs to do in the morning. Making snacks, if they haven't done the night before, and preparing everything, doing all the homeworks, paying for this, paying for that stationery, that stationery, signing this paper. And now, besides all of that, you've got to make sure that you're standing them and making sure, getting the socks. Yeah, and then you've got to, the shayla is, what's the story with negavasa? Sometimes it can be stressful for them. There are nice truvas about this, about taka, this lachatz that some women can feel. If it's not a lachatz, adarabba, make sure you're washing their hands negavasa from early as possible. The ma'isa, there is a shulchan or harav who wants to say that the whole tumma business is only for a person which is a yid, which has got kedusha. In fact, the Mishabura says clearly that a goy who touches food is no ruach hatuma. They haven't got kedusha, so they haven't got tuma. So Shulchan Aruch Rav says, to a certain degree, obviously a person under the age of bar mitzvah is not considered is a bar yisrael, is a proper yisrael and everything. But regarding this inyan, you could say that if he's not a bar hochi of kedusha of yod gimel, he's not entered already the chiyuv mitzvahs, and you can say that can reflect onto the could be there's no ruach hatuma either. So that's a kula that they use b'shas hazchak, and if they haven't yet reached the age of chinuch, if it's below the age of six, that a person already, if a person struggles, that could be mekel. From the age of six already, there should be a chiyuv chinuch like any other mitzvah. So that zecha from the age of six, a person should try and make sure that they're doing negavasa for the children, because again, they can touch food, and that's also something which is important. Then you've got, by the way, when it comes to washing your hands, do you need to make sure? How do you do the hands? Can you just do 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, or do you need to do 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2? Firstly, how many times do you have to do it? Do you say 6 times? 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, or do you do it 8 times? From the post game, it says 6 times is enough, but the Gaon holds that the final, you should do a final time in order to be ma'arvid the mayim which accumulated on the water, because the water which is now on your fingers is now tomei. So to remove the last lot of mayim hanitmoim, then you should do it a fourth time. Just agav.
It doesn't have to be
with kegel. Oh, very good. So now, firstly, it won't have to be besirugin. We do say the Mishaburah Paskin that it has to be besirugin, meaning it has to alternate. It can't be 1, 2, 3 on one hand and 1, 2, 3 on another hand. In fact, someone told me, an older person, he still travels a lot, Baruch Hashem, and he told me he travels through the night often. He often travels, and when he wakes up, he likes to go to the toilet at the back of the airplane to wash his hands negavasa. So he goes there. He's very medatav b'mitzvahs, mishum digging medatav b'mitzvahs, and he asked me the shaila, do you need to make sure to do one side and one side and one side? Why? Because his hands are shaking a little bit. And it's very, very complicated, especially if you get easy jets, small, tiny sink. You have to sort of aim your hand inside the small area. It's very hard. And to start doing besirugi in one hand, and one hand, at the time of it, he's finished, it looks like a whole mess. So the Maisa, Mishabura is Mahmed to be besirugin. It has to take a be alternate. It has to alternate. There is a nice Och, the Och Shittas who hold, there's a nice dig from a Bialocha, but the Evidi works. Zecha works to do with the Evidi, because Bialocha speaks about what happens if person only does one hand. So Bialocha says it's okay. And there's no Sirugin, you're just doing one hand 3 times. Okay, the Maisa, but when they get to the fourth time.
You need three
on each side, alternate one. And the fourth time, they asked Rav Chaim Kanievsky, the Isha Yisrael asked Rav Chaim Kanievsky, you wouldn't have to have Sirugin, you wouldn't have to be altered. You could just do, when it comes to after the third time, when you've done the second hand, you could just do again that hand and then do the final one with the other hand. Okay, he says the minute obviously is to make sure to alternate, yeah, and do one hand, yeah, and just change hands. But the Maisa, the fourth one is an added Chumrah. In fact, when it comes to Yom Kippur, when it becomes a kula, if you want to, let's say you want to take your chumrah, that you do your hands the fourth time, and now when it comes to Yom Kippur, that chumrah will come day kula, because in Yom Kippur you can't wash your hands down for no reason. It's a rechitza, fila etzba ketana, a person's nene from the rechitza is a problem. However, the poskim say that if a person has that minig, at least a lot of times he tries to get that chumrah, so then on Yom Kippur he can do that chumrah as well, because that's also the shame mitzvah.
You can wash your hands in the toilet.
Which one?
You can wash your hands in the toilet.
Ah, sorry, that's another shayla. If you have a sink, I thought you meant to put your hand in the toilet. Yeah, so if you have a sink in the bathroom, can you wash? Very good. That's another shayla, which some poets can want to say. How can you ever wash your hands in a sink which is in the same room as the toilet? If there is a halacha that if a person would enter a real Beis HaKisei, Beis Mana Gemara, the halacha is that your hands become tummy. You have to wash your hands as if a person went to be excused. Now there is a lot of debate about this, because our Beis HaKisei are a lot better than they used to be, in the sense that nowadays it doesn't stay, it gets flushed away. Although the Chazon Ish is not so sure if it's exactly the same, because the Gemara says a person that enters the Beis HaKisei has to wash his hands as if he's been to be excused. However, Boto Parsiim, which is very, very finicky, they had a system where there was a hole, the constant flash of water, and the Tzoya would never accumulate there even for half a minute. Therefore, the Chazon Ish wasn't sure if our toilets are as good as the Boto Parsiim, Boto Kisoris of Parsiim, because yes, it gets flushed down and doesn't stay, but Lemaisa, for half a minute, 2 minutes, whatever it is, it's there, and therefore he wasn't so sure it's a Sofet. Lemaisa, on these sort of things, the Olam HaMekel, on this Bederech Lal HaMekel, if there's any Tzorich, the Olam HaBederech HaMekel, that's where you find no Groisa HaKpoda. A lot of times, a person goes to Beis HaKisei to get tissue, the Mokum LaHokel would be, why didn't you see people washing their hands? It could be correct to try and be machme if you can, where possible. But Lemaisa, it's difficult to sometimes, and therefore.
It'll
have to be very dirty. Yeah, true. No, I'm asking. It'll have to be very dirty in order to qualify for the toilets and like in those days. And therefore, that's where you'll find the kula. And that would come out lukula as well when it comes to a person who wants to wash his hands in a toilet, in the bathroom, where there's a toilet there, ideally to try and wash outside. A person goes to Beis HaKisei and there's a sink there, ideally to wash his hands outside, because it could be that our toilets are considered like a Beis HaKisei and therefore you're not gaining anything by washing your hands. However, B'Shas HaChak, Mechassis Chok is the one that speaks about the Shaila. He speaks about on the airplane, where you can only wash your hands inside the toilet at the back. He says you can be Mekel because of this.
Question, what's the name of silicone? Is it Shabbat?
It's a
what?
It's silicone,
Silicone.
Yeah. I'm saying that my wife used a silicone polyp to lift the pot. Or anything like that.
Yeah.
What did you do with silicone? It's like glass.
Yeah. It is Bollea. So that means if you cook something with it, it will be Bollea.